Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
21 minutes till 9 o'clock, 591-7200 is the telephone number. Coming up, your chance at some Linda Ronstadt tickets. Shelley, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to let everybody know, I see this, I have this picture on freeze frame of
what
3 minute
picture?
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Of the boy.
The call earlier this morning, it was a strange Twilight Zone type call. Lady said, Mr. Uncle Sir, I rented the movie Three Men and a Baby, which I guess is a comedy. I've not seen the movie. It's Ted Danson, the guy from Cheers, Tom Selleck, and who's the third guy? Gutenberg, Steve Gutenberg, right.
Yeah.
But supposedly this movie, a lot of it, was filmed in an apartment. As I understand the story, the movie was filmed in an apartment. A young man had committed suicide in that apartment, and at one point, I believe frame 3750 was the count, for those of you that have frame counters and all that. At about 3750 in the film, a boy appears looking through a window. Has nothing to do with the storyline of the movie at all. A boy...
Well, it looks like a window's behind him, and he's looking through a curtain.
But he's evident.
But he's evident. He's full length, except for the feet. I don't see any feet.
And the real freaky thing is, what makes this a real strange twist, is that CNN, Cable News Network, had the boy's mother on, and they were showing this scene where the boy is apparent, appears in this movie, and the lady held up a picture of his son, and it's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
Very freaky.
Dark hair, yeah, white T-shirt, blue jeans, and he looks like he might have a flannel shirt over the top.
We had the movie here? Doogie is just telling me we have the movie here. Why don't you run it up to frame 3750 and let's see if
where his mother comes to babysit for the baby.
Okay. It's very, Dave, of course, Ellsworth and the entire newsroom. Pshaw, pshaw, pshaw. Johnny is...
When did the spaceship let you out, Shelley?
Johnny is out there lighting candles right now in the front, and I'm
her voice is quivering. It's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Is it very apparent, Shelley? I mean, you're not imagining you're seeing it.
No,
you see it.
No, it's definitely there. My daughter sees it.
I on the frame over there...
Wait, let me dial it up. 14. Try 14.
Yeah, try 14 on your... I'm on 15.
15.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you see it?
Sure.
I don't. Run.
Go back.
Yeah, it's just for a split second. They both pass by him.
Yes.
In the left window. All right, go up to that point and freeze it.
Oh! Is that weird?
Oh, there he is. Oh,
I'm
my
sorry,
God.
I'm sorry, Shelley.
Yeah, I see it.
He's right there.
He is.
And it has nothing. Oh, it's very obvious.
It's obvious, yeah.
He's right there. Look at 15 on your video router. Those of you driving in, look at your dashboard.
Yeah.
Place your hand on the radio speaker. Trust me, I'm looking at a video screen, and the kid is there looking out behind the window. It's very obvious. The kid looks to be... What, gang?
About
10, 12 years
14,
old?
Yeah,
13.
Yeah.
13 or 14,
yeah.
I would
And
think.
You're right, Shelley. It looks like he's got a little bit of the front
t-shirt.
Of his flannel shirt over his T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like he's looking in.
Yeah. It's a little bit darker behind the...
What are they saying about this at the production office of Three Men and a Baby?
Wow.
Very
what
strange.
Kind of film? See, everybody's in here now looking. The whole gang is in here, even Larrabee.
And everybody sees it, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I see it. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have not seen the movie, but you tell me, Shelley, it has nothing to do in context of the movie.
No. The kid's not in there any other way that I know of.
Mm-mm.
I was told about this through somebody else, and we have it on tape, so I'll look.
And
there it is.
And the kid's mother, once again, this young boy, supposedly committed suicide in this apartment where this was filmed. Well, why were they filming an apartment? Don't they only film on a soundstage? We got to get it. Hey,
but in the context of the movie, you have to have an apartment. They walk, it's well established that it is an apartment.
Yeah.
So it is, in fact, the apartment, not a soundstage.
No, mm-mm.
All right, two things. Tomorrow, we'll try to find, I don't know where or how. My best guess, Doogie, is to call CNN in Atlanta and
start... No, let's call Tom Selleck and ask him.
Oh, Johnny, settle down.
Sure you
Johnny, good Lord.
Tom, we were wondering.
Priorities here. I'll try to find out something. Thank you, Dave, by the way. Dave, the intern, brought the tape in. Thank you, Dave. It's very strange because the kid is there.
Yes, definitely.
What the heck was that? In your house? Are you in a haunted house, Shelley?
Huh?
Did you hear that noise? Did we all hear the noise behind Shelly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Shelly,
I got planes going overhead.
Shelly, there's something creeping up.
Oh.
This is very spooky, man, because the picture is there. It's very obvious. It's not at all subtle. I thought maybe it was just kind of a hazy, opaque thing looking through the window. It's not that at all.
No, it's definitely there.
This is very weird. Well, two things. We'll try to find the boy's mother and find out what we can about that. Number two, I should think, Dougie, we would want to try to call, the producer of the film or the director or somebody, or maybe Tom Selleck, I don't know. But let's see.
See if they can give answers.
We've had a ton of calls on this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, a ton of calls. I don't pretend to understand it. Well, we'll find out what we can, shall we?
Okay.
Thank you. That's very strange. David, now you're sitting there seeing it. What do you think?
I was sorry.
Oh, did you see them? They just advanced the film a little. Back it up just a few frames and go through that again.
Wait. Let us.
Yeah, get back on 15 on the video router. Hey, MC, where's this being run? Master control? How do I get a hold of it? Yeah, guys, back it up a few frames.
They did. It's backed up.
Okay. Now roll it and watch, because he's just there for a split second, and then he disappears. Again, look at your radio speaker if you're driving in. This is very strange. Now, I don't believe in this.
Picks up the baby.
Clap trap, but it's very strange. Picks up the baby. They're advancing it frame by frame,
right.
Very slowly now.
Now, you can see there's no editing here. Camera hasn't moved off the three in the
No, it's
frame.
a one shot, or mm-hmm. whatever they call it in the biz. So they're advancing
the
now.
To the left.
And there's the kid.
Right.
Yeah.
No editing yet. Still same.
No change in camera angle.
Right.
Go forward a few more frames, guys. Forward a couple of more frames. Oh, with a 7-second delay, it's telling you to take there. And now he's gone.
And it was.
No, he's not gone. He was in there. He's still there.
Was he still there?
Yeah.
It was the same shot. She blocked him out for a second.
Oh, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Very
boy,
strange.
If you don't stop it, it does happen so quickly.
Yeah, but he's obviously right there. I mean, he's very much in the picture. That's very strange.
I need to go home.
Well, I don't know. I swear to you, I don't know. I don't know what to believe or not to believe. What's that friend of Roy's, Whitley Strieber, or probably Strieber?
Let's see it in real time. Let's see how fast, how easy it is to detect.
Okay. Roll it back. I see it takes me 7 seconds again. Well, here, maybe I... Roll it back a few frames, guys, and then play it in real time. We'll see what happens. Okay. Real time.
Well, now that we know it's there, it's obvious.
Yeah, he's very faint, but...
Because his hair is so dark, though.
When you freeze frame, it's not faint at all. It's
no.
Right there. This is very strange, very spooky. Whoa. You find yourself looking over your shoulder. Is there something back there?
Yeah, and Sutliff's here.
Yeah, that'll scare you to death right there.
And now, Johnny takes a look at the traffic.
Not going to take much to pull me over.
Oh, golly.
You're hanging up garlic cloves out there.
Well...
You don't suppose this is a post-production thing to hype sales of the
David,
video
they don't
tape.
Need it.
Roy Leonard is back. His video expert, you know, Jeff Tuckman, the guy that comes up here and discusses videos and tells us all that stuff, or is on with Roy. He's going to look at the thing with a professional eye. He would probably recognize edits or whatever, and he'll call us and let us know what he thinks. What do you mean?
Bob.
It's
when it's a ghost, when it's an apparition.
It is what it is, and no matter what you say, it is that, right? Okay. Wow.
Oh, I needed that this morning. It's been such an awful morning. Inbound on the Kennedy Expressway, it's still slow before the Edens, so as it merges with the Edens, it tightens up, and it stays that way to Armitage. In the express lines, we had an accident at Irving Park with a spin-out, so traffic is still jammed up coming off the Edens, which is crawling from Toohey southbound. Now, on the express lines of the Kennedy, once you're at Kimball, you'll find that they really improve into the loop, but that is a slow stretch. Outbound, the delay is from Damon to Irving Park, again because of that accident. Once you're past that point, they break free. The inbound Eisenhower is sluggish on the west end from west of Mannheim to Harlem, tight in spots between Cicero and Independence. Outbound is looking great. On the Stevenson, a long way before it recovers, that jam up is at the Harlem Avenue merge to the Santa Fe Railroad tracks. Stevenson still 35 minutes from Harlem to the Dan Ryan. To Officer Mike Mathis.
Johnny, the east-west toll is continues to move well right now. If you're heading northbound on the tri-state, it's recovering nicely up to the Eisenhower anyway, but expect a couple of scattered delays as you head up to the O'Hare corridor. What is not recovered is the 290 extension on the inbound side or southbound on 53. An earlier accident a little south of Higgins still has things backed up to north of Higgins, and that's devastated the outbound side along with an earlier accident outbound at Feasterfield. It's still jammed up solid, all stop-and-go driving from the 53 split most of the way up to Higgins. I'm Officer Mike Mathis from the Cook County Sheriff's Police Department. Now back to Johnny at Traffic Central.
Chuck the Trucker tells us that eastbound on Higgins west of Plum Grove, you have to be very careful. There's some concrete debris in traffic there. We've reported that to the authorities. If you're traveling through Addison, be aware because of flooding, Lake and Villa is impassable in Addison and Byron. And Schiller Park PD are still reporting that their viaducts are open, so that's good news.
Whew, boy. We haven't had a good haunt in I don't know how long.
Ain't no Hank gonna run me off.
Yeah. Hey, jumping Gene Simmons in the haunted house. Do it. That's good. I like it.